Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. What a beautiful name, right? What a powerful name. You know, last week we started our habits of study with prayer. How could you not start with prayer, right? It all starts with prayer, folks. And the first thing we talked about last week, when we went into a time of teaching you the habit of prayer, was to be still. Remember that? It's 1 week ago tonight. So I'm going to ask you for 1 minute to be still. And I want you to think about what God laid on your heart last week to pray about. So I want us to focus in as our worship team can continue just to play softly. You know, I just want us to be still and think about what that prayer was, because we're going to talk about that a little bit here in a few minutes. So spend just a couple of minutes or a minute or so, and just let's just all just focus in and be still and think about what God had laid on our hearts last week, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, what you called me to do, Lord. Hallelujah. We taught you last week to start praying and asking God, where can I increase in my life? What do I need to do in my life to see that increase? And it was amazing the amount of people that started to approach me throughout the week, but specifically on Sunday. Pastor, I had a story to tell you. You're here tonight. I know who you are. God started laying something on your heart. And I said to you last week, take that piece of paper, pray over it every night, every day, that prayer. We're going to hear about that tonight. God, where do you want me to increase? What do I have to do to prepare my life for this increase? Where is it? What do I have to do? Let's pray that prayer right now. Father, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, where, Father, do you want me to increase? Lord God, what do I have to do to hear from heaven, Father? Where do I have to align my life on this Wednesday, the 29th of April, Lord? What do you want me to do tonight, Lord? Father, I pray right now for that divine alignment. Lord God, I want to see that increase in my life. I want to experience that increase in my life. Lord, where is that? Lord, I know what you laid on my heart. I know what you laid on many of the hearts here this evening, and even some that are watching online. Father, I pray that we continue the habit of prayer. I pray tonight, Lord, that Cross Point prays, Lord, consistently, without ceasing, and fervently. Lord, that's what my prayer is, that we develop a better habit of prayer. Lord God, let the people at Cross Point respond to that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome tonight, church. Why don't you greet somebody next to you and tell them, I'm so happy to see you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Rev. Thank you, Charles. Thank you so much. Good evening. Thank you, worship team. Aren't you blessed that we have such a great worship team? Yes, we do. I am blessed. Now, I am in prayer for my wife. Yeah, she's missing tonight. She's suffering for Jesus in Long Beach, California tonight. And she touched base with me today and said, I sure wish I was at church at Cross Point on Wednesday night instead of here. She's doing some traveling for her secular job. Secular job. Let's just go to prayer about that, right? But she had to go across country, so she'll be back tomorrow night. Thank you for your prayers. We are in a series. Remember, we're in a series on Sunday morning, folks, about positioning your life for alignment with heaven, to receive that divine increase, that divine situation that God wants to increase in your life. There's things that he wants you, but he has you preparing first, right? We've got to do some preparation. Tonight's preparation. Week two of preparing for the increase. What do we have to do? What do we have to build into our lives to experience something from heaven? I am just so thrilled, folks, that you are all here tonight. I am so thrilled that so many people are joining us online. We decided to put it on the broadcast. It's just been a blessing, and I had a call today. Really, it was a text saying, hey, Pastor, we're not going to be able to make it tonight. I want you to know that we will be watching, though. They couldn't make it into the house, and they're watching. So thank you so much for that. I just am honored, church, seriously, that, you know, you are so faithful. I heard the story of the young lady, Brittany, that just been doing some traveling, and she's very tired. She came to church tonight. That faithfulness goes to a reward from heaven. God honors that faithfulness, right? Position for More is the series when your alignment meets God's increase. See, God wants to pour out heaven to you all the time. He wants you to increase. He wants to provide something in your life of increase, but sometimes we're just not ready to get it. And the series is about positioning our lives to receive God's increase. Well, Pastor, that makes it look like and sound like God's always trying to pour out something to me. Now you're getting it. It's exactly what it means, because the Bible talks about that. I was watching this interview today, and this gentleman was saying how God blessed his life and why he's successful in business and those types of things. And the interviewer said to him, well, what do you contribute your success to? He says, God. He says, well, explain that to me. He says, well, God's always got an increase in your life, and it's always one step ahead of you. It's always waiting for you to arrive to it. I thought, wow, I book him to preach, right? But sometimes we don't get there because we're not ready or prepared to receive it. And then when you get there, God's already laid out the next step for you, and you've got to move into the pattern and get some habits in your life to arrive there. I'm thinking, man, is he watching us online or what? This is amazing. It was an old video. That's exactly what we're doing, right? It's exactly. We're not teaching you how God moves. That's not what the series is about. It's about becoming the person that God can move through, that he can entrust with more, right? That's what the series is about. So let's do some review here, folks. Divine increase is the multiplying of God's presence in us and his work through us. God's got a plan, right? Wednesday nights, like tonight, are the six practical habits that lead to the increase in your life. What do we have to do? Now, they're practical things. They're practical things. But there might be just a little bit of a twist to them. Like last week, we talked about praying or the habit of prayer. There's a huge difference from praying to establishing the habit of praying, building that into your life. It seems like we go to heaven a lot in prayer when we need something. And God wants us just to develop the habit of coming to him on a regular basis, the pattern, the habit in our lives. So habit is a behavior pattern developed by frequent repetition, first internal, then external. That's the habit. So let's talk a little bit, folks, about last week. We talked about praying or the habit of prayer. And before you left, I gave you some instructions, and I'm going to read those to you and talk about that here a little bit, because I know that God's going to start tapping a few of you on the shoulder, okay? And I'm not sure, I see a microphone up here, but I see some, I'm not sure if they're wireless. I hope they are. Pastor Christine's got a wireless over there, so the sound team can get ready for that. The first thing we taught you was just being still, right? Just to be still. We went into a season of learning the habit of prayer at the end. It was an exercise. We talked about
God says to draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. So we were just going to be silent here for a second, a minute, or whatever. We did that right at the prayer time, just to know that God's aware and he's here, right? We did that. And then I said to you, I said, let's ask the Lord, where in my life are you calling me for an increase? How do I prepare to get it? And I told you it could be one word, it could be a sentence, it could be a thought, it could be a picture, it could be something, but God would give you something. And if he didn't give you something last Wednesday, continue to pray he would give you something. We don't have to receive some huge thing. Sometimes it's just a word. It's just a word. And some of you understood exactly what that was because you received those words. And then I taught you last week to respond. Write it down. And we did that. We wrote it down on a piece of paper, right? Write down what you were feeling, no matter how trivial you thought it was, how insignificant you thought it was. It didn't matter. Just write it down. God can make something from just a seed, right? Write it down. Simple, small, clear. Just put something on paper. And then I taught you to lay hands on it. And we called that alignment. Lay your hands on it and pray a simple prayer. And say, God, I know what you're doing now. I see it. Maybe it's a word, a picture, whatever it was. I said, just pray over that and allow God to develop that. And I said, pray about repositioning your life over that situation. And then I said, as you leave tonight and into the week, do it every day. Right? Remember that? Now, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I got a feeling some of you did that because I know the people that came up to me, so I thought, okay, there's got to be other people that did it, right? Day in and day out, and I'm going to challenge you to continue to do that. But before we move on, I have a feeling that people are creating that habit. And some of you came up to me this past Sunday and said, Pastor, here's what God is telling me through that exercise that you did on Wednesday night. And so my prayer time, Lord, how can we increase and help the body on a Wednesday night? God just revealed to me, have those people come up and give testimony as to what I'm doing. So I know some people here have a testimony about what God's done in the last few days to them, for them, and through them. So if that is you, I'm going to borrow Pastor Christine's mic here so the sound team can make sure. Who is that? And who's going to come up and give testimony to what God's been doing? Anybody? Nobody? We'll wait. Because there's somebody. Thank you, Benita. I wasn't calling you out. I was just calling for anybody. Well, there's others. It's not just
you. Not just me.
No.
I didn't get anything Wednesday night. And I kept praying about it. And then Friday morning, I was driving and I'm just talking to the Lord. And I just got one word, thought. Mm. And instantly I knew what it was. I've been struggling for 5 years with my past. I've prayed about it. I've fasted. I've done everything. Finally, the Lord is working, and since even before he gave me the word, I'm not as struggling as much as I was, and the last couple days, I haven't thought about it at all.
Hallelujah. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, I know there's others, so who else? Another one? Is that Philip I see in the lights? Yes, it is, right? There he is. Come on up, Philip. Bless us.
I'm not much for a speaker, but I had gotten nothing Wednesday. I was a little bitter. I was a little sad. I was many things. But one thing that since for the past 3 weeks that I have seen a constant repetition of is stuff that feels like it's hopeless. It feels like there's nothing I can do. I remember one thing, trust, faith. When it didn't make sense, but Friday came, I was reading about Stephen, reading about his martyrdom, reading about Paul and his faith, and then it hit me. The revelation of faith was increasing my faith. And through that, I started then hearing this. Every blessing you receive is nothing without focusing on the one who gave it to you. So even if you receive that blessing, you focus on the one who gave it to you still. And don't lose sight because of the blessing.
Amen. Oh, powerful. Thank you. Thank you so much. That is awesome. Are you seeing what's happening here, folks? And you know I'm going to wait for one more. If that's you, come on up. Because you know who you are. Obviously, folks, I didn't ask anybody. And nobody knew, right? Did I ask you? Nope. There you go. Well, come on up. Okay, you got an hour now.
Yes. Well, I know some of you might not know me, but God knows me, and I'm Noreen. And I'm struggling through a lot. Mm. I've lost my husband. I've lost my puppy dog. I've got another puppy dog now my daughter gave. God bless. But the message that you were saying about be still, it is time after time after time that God has just put that in my mind. Oh. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. And when I feel discouraged and I feel like, oh, God, why are you letting all this happening? God said, be still. Again, be still. And I don't understand why I'm up here, but I do know God wanted me to do this. It's not saying, oh, look at me, I'm a Christian. No, God is the best Christian we can have.
Hallelujah.
And the message that also that the Lord has shared, what I share with your brother, Christ. I wrote a poem, and I'm praying for that to be coming in place. And I wrote it when I was 25. And I won't be here for many hours here sharing it, but can I share that?
Well, the Bible says 120 years, so you're good.
Oh, yeah. I'm 74.
You got plenty of time.
It's called Living in a Fantasy. When I was a little girl, I lived in a fantasy world, which I thought would never end. But I looked out and I saw life is no fantasy. God made the trees. He made the animals. He made the sky so blue. He died for me. He died for you. He is so true. My little girl, she's just a little girl. She lives in a fantasy world of her own. But someday she'll see what the Lord has done for me. She'll no longer live in a fantasy world of her own. God made the trees. He made the animals. He made the sky so blue. He died for me. He died for you. God is so true. So, someday you will see what the Lord has done for me and for you. And we'll no longer live in a fantasy world of our own. And how true that is. God is real. He is not a fantasy. Keep on keeping on and be still.
Oh, hallelujah. Hold on. Hold on. I'll come back here. Hold on. You got to introduce yourself. Yeah, what'd you do? Did I miss your name? Did you?
Noreen.
Noreen. Cross Point Church, Noreen. Thank you, Noreen. Thank you for all three of them that blessed us. Let me put Christine's mic back. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Robin. I just left her, didn't I? I thought she was going to stay here and preach. It was so good. We should probably just let her, right? Thank you, Noreen. That was just awesome. Church, that's exactly what God's doing. You just witnessed three people. The last Wednesday night began a habit. And look what's coming out of that habit, right? And I'm going to encourage those three and all of you to continue praying over what God has released in you for your increase, right? And watch how it'll grow, right? It'll grow. And that's what I want you to do. So tonight, we're going to talk about the second core, I call it, habit that we have to have for increase. Now, the first two are very foundational, prayer and the habit of the word. In the next 4 weeks, though, we're going to get into some very different things. But how could you have a divine increase in your life without prayer and the word? Can't happen. So you probably knew that we're going to dive into prayer and the word, the habit of God's word. We can read it, but I want us to have a habit of reading. So last week we were talking about praying versus the habit of praying. Tonight we're going to talk about information versus believing. Big difference between information and believing. Listen, it goes, we don't live based on what we know. We live based on what we believe. We live based on what we believe. Now, we're living in a world today of information overload. The access that we have to information today is the largest it has ever been, ever. And it's only going to increase. We have the ability to get any information that we want. Some good, really good, and some not so good, right? Some not so good. But we have access. You can't say today, folks, I just didn't have access to that, Pastor, because we do. You have more sermons than ever, right? Here or anywhere. You can watch a sermon, hear a sermon. You've got more content, biblical content, than ever. This church alone is putting out all kinds of biblical content that you can access. And then all the other places that you could access, volumes of content. But you don't always see a change. We don't always see a transformation. Why? Because the real struggle is not getting it. The real struggle is the application of it. Because we can get it. We just struggle to apply it. Believe it, right? In James 1:22, we've heard this before. I have used this, but we're going to take a different look tonight. James says, don't just listen to God's word, right? You got to do what it says. Otherwise, you're just fooling yourself. Now, James is writing to a bunch of the Jewish believers that were persecuted and kind of they scattered and they were just kind of moving in all kinds of directions. These are people that, you know, they gathered and they studied the scripture and whatnot, and they heard it a lot, especially the early days of the church and in today. The access is unbelievable today, right? And so we're hearing it a lot. They were exposed to truth like frequently back then and now today. But it doesn't mean we're transformed or changed by it. Because hearing is not necessarily alignment, folks. And James is talking about this information without transformation. Like you're hearing, but you don't necessarily get changed. Don't fool yourself, right? It's just like we said last week, praying or the habit of prayer. Because people will say, I pray. And then we would ask, but do you have the habit of doing it? Do you do it daily? Is it a repeating behavior, right? And James goes on and past that scripture and talks, which we've studied before, about the mirror. You look in the mirror, you walk away. If there's no change, then it really didn't do a whole lot for you. Now, I'm going to say something. I know some of you, I'm married to one that spends a lot of time every morning in front of that mirror. Right? Right? Come on. Can you imagine being in front of the mirror an hour every morning and walking away exactly how you were before you got there? Right? No hair done. I know I don't have that issue, but you know, right? Or no makeup or whatever we do, anyone does, you know, can you imagine standing there and looking in the mirror and never changing? No change, no transformation, right? You wouldn't do it for an hour or a half an hour or like me, 5 minutes. Nothing to do, right? It is what it is, right? And James is talking about that. Can you imagine doing that? We don't. They see themselves in the mirror, but we walk away with change. But what happens? You look in the mirror, he says, and you walk away with no change. Just an observation, but no adjustment. That's why Luke says in 6:46, he says, "So why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord," Jesus says, "when you don't even do what I say?" And the Lord, Lord, in Jewish custom, it's a big deal. Like, they're saying that's, there's some emphasis there, Lord, Lord. It's admiration, right? It's authority. It's agreement. There's some emotion behind it. Normally, there's a response. And he says, why do you even do that? Why do you call me Lord, but you don't even do what I ask you to do? You hear, but you're not doing it. See, Jesus knew that people live by what they believe. He knew that. He knows that we live by what we believe. See, our actions prove our belief. If we're obedient, we're aligned with heaven, that application, that alignment, what we're doing from an action standpoint to heaven proves that we believe. There's behavior behind it, right? Then why don't we have more habits of praying and being in the Word if we're believing it like that? Because a lot of times we end up living on the information, the hearing, and not the believing part. Church, I know people right today that are believers. They call themselves believers, but they will hear it and they'll say, I agree with that, I believe that. And there are other parts of God's Word, they say, but I don't believe that. And I will say to them, but it says this. How can you not believe that? And they'll say, I don't know. I just think it was for that time, not today. Well, I would say, well, the Bible says it's good yesterday, today, and forever. And God's Word has never changes. It's the same. So how could you not believe? And the reason they don't believe is because they choose not to believe it. Because maybe it doesn't fit their rhetoric or their position or whatever. And then they wonder why they don't have the alignment in heaven. Pick the topic, right? And they wonder why. A life built on hearing without obedience or believing always collapses. It always collapses. And people will ask themselves, Pastor, why didn't that work out for me? Well, I say, you weren't believing it. You were hearing it. You had information, but you weren't receiving it. You weren't believing it. You believed it was God's word, but you didn't believe it would do what it said it was going to do. We hear this a lot, folks, right? But really, what do we do? We're just going through some practical things tonight, folks, because I want to get to an exercise tonight. So we have this information that we get bombarded with, right? But information alone doesn't change anything, right? Information won't change anything. It won't change your belief. It's information. So the Bible ends up, like, it's living, it's alive, and we start to read it. But let's face it, sometimes the information gets boring. We just get tired and we don't go back. And we don't establish this habit. Why? Because we're not really believing what we're reading. And the only way you can establish a belief is if you establish the habit to get there. Tonight I'm going to tell you, show you, and display to you the habit to get to the reading and the believing. That's what we're going to do tonight. Before you leave here tonight, I'm going to give you a simple way of the read God's word and how to apply it and believe it. So this information doesn't produce a change. You know, we're still stuck. Like, we hear it, we read it, but we're kind of still stuck. We hear the truth, but we never apply it. It's exactly what the Pharisees did, right? The religious leaders of the day, years ago, right? The Pharisees. They knew the information, like, really well. Grab your Bibles, go to Matthew 23, 1 through 3. It might be on the screen behind me. I believe it probably will be. It goes like this. Then Jesus says to the crowds and his disciples, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees are the official interpreters of the law of Moses. So, practice and obey whatever they tell you. But don't follow their example, because they don't practice what they preach. They don't practice what they teach. The pastor on the pulpit on a Sunday morning preaches and preaches and preaches, but then maybe during the week they're doing other things. So Jesus says, listen, they really aren't doing what they should be doing. They really don't believe what they know. They think they know. It's just not there. The content's correct, but the execution is not there. Don't believe them. What's he doing here? He's teaching us that the information has to go into the belief. Your information's got to become a belief, which you'll find out in a minute becomes a behavior and then becomes a habit. But it's so easy for us to cut it off right in the middle someplace. And then we wonder why we never get to the habit part. And then we wonder why we never get to the change behavior part. See, they had this head information, but they had no heart change. See, the belief is revealed in your behavior. You can always tell a believer that's gone through this cycle that I'm going to teach you tonight, that I'm going through. You always can see them. You can walk into a place, and, you know, sometimes they're the loudest place in the bunch, right? They're letting people know who they serve and who they believe. But belief is revealed by my behavior, by your behavior. That true belief affects your behavior, does it not? Now, I'm not saying we don't stumble and fall and have some issues, but overall, high arching, we believe and our behavior shows that. That repeated behavior starts to build a habit. Repeated behavior, based on your belief, starts to develop a habit. The more you're believing, the more behavior you have, the more habits established in your life. Now, if you've been living for Jesus as long as I have, I started living for Jesus when I didn't have hair. No, when I had hair, right? Yeah, that's right. See, I can't even remember. It's been so long. No, seriously. But today, after all these years, the belief is kind of like ingrained, like deep, right? It's like down there. So the behavior shows up reflecting the deep belief. Now, someone that just got saved maybe a week ago, they're just moving into their journey to a better way, a better life. They're super excited. They're on cloud nine because God has, right? The switch has gone on in their spirit, and they realized that there's a God. God does this great thing when you accept Christ as Savior. The revelation of heaven shows up. Right? And then you say, well, how do I know what he wants me to do? And then the word comes into play. If you want to know what God wants you to do, spend time in his word and develop the habit of reading it. A lot of the answers to the things we pray about are already in God's word. We just got to go and get them, right? Repeated behavior builds that habit. The habit then of God's word produces the alignment, which positions you for the increase. That is the model. And right at the beginning of this model is prayer, the habit of, and the habit of being in the Word. Last week we taught you that habit of prayer. Tonight I'm going to teach you the habit of being in the Word. How do I read the Word to get something out of it? It just seems like my belief is there, but I struggle to get some type of application. And the reason we struggle for the application is because we don't have the habit built into it. And if you build the habit into it, you're going to get the application. The belief shows up more. It's kind of complicated, but it really is not. So we build the habit of God's word. That produces the alignment. That's the increase. But something shows up at that step. You start to build the habit of God's word into your life. Three things happen. These are the three. The enemy has one last chance at you. One last chance, because you're building a habit that's going to define your belief and change your behavior. And he's got one last chance to really get you before you come full circle. And here it is. Three things happen at this step. You're going to ignore what you read. You're going to ignore it. Tell me that's not habit, folks. You just ignore the word. You read it and say, nah. The second thing that shows up at this step is you delay it. You delay what God's word says. The third step is you obey it. You get to the step of building a habit of reading God's word. Those three things show up all the time. How do you know that, Pastor? Boy, there's a study there I'd love to do, and maybe someday I'll do it. But for tonight, you're just going to say that my personal testimony is going to have to be enough, or maybe yours. Because you get to that habit of building into your life God's word all the time. And all of a sudden, the enemy starts pounding on you. But you know something? The more you develop the habit, the smaller his voice becomes. Pastor, I can't read 5 chapters a day. You don't have to do that. It's more about the habit than the volume. It's the habit, folks, not the volume. I can't pray for 3 hours a day. I just don't have it in me to do like Jesus did. It's the habit of doing it, not the volume of minutes. Because what happens supernaturally is when you build the habit into your life, the minutes and the hours show up on their own. And the enemy tries so hard to keep us from doing the habits to increase our life. Why? Because the habit is what prepares you for the alignment, which gives you the increase in your life. It's about the preparation. The habit in your life prepares you for the receiving of what heaven has for you. It positions you to hear it. Praying certainly positions us to hear it, and in God's word positions us to hear it, aligns us. Boy, he'll attack us. Just ignore it. Delay it. He doesn't want you anywhere near. Obey it. But only one of those three things produce transformation and change, alignment, and increase. Only one. Now, you know I'm right because you're sitting here saying, my goodness, I see your head starting to shake. And that's right. I felt that. That's exactly what happens in my life, Pastor. I start to read it, and I just start to ignore it. I don't go back to, or I start to delay it. Oh, the Bible says I should be doing this, and you delay it. And when you get to the obey part, and the habit gets you to the obey part quicker, you'll find yourself developing the habit and skipping the ignoring and delay parts, and you'll go right to the obey. You heard people up here talk about that for prayer, right? All right. So let's develop a very simple and practical and repeatable habit tonight before you leave of reading the word. I told you I'd get you out of here every week by 8:15. We're at 8 o'clock. You got a few minutes here. We're going to teach you tonight how to develop the habit of reading God's word. Okay? You should have received a handout when you walked in. If you did not receive the rally handout, they are sitting on the back tables in the worship center, or somebody will get one to you. They should be back there. You need a rally handout sheet. You know, it's a very small, about the size of our bulletin. You want to have that for tonight. Last week we gave you a piece of paper to write something down. Tonight, we're just going to give you the process. that's developed by heaven into a pattern. Boy, I heard that somewhere. You're going to get the process tonight of reading God's word, right? We call this rally. It's a daily way to develop a habit of reading God's word, okay? Could somebody bring me, Charles, could you track me down one of the papers? Would somebody get me one of those papers? The pastor didn't grab one. I have it in my notes, but there's something specific in that paper I want to make note of. I want to make sure I get the right. Thank you, Charles. There's a lot more information here for you folks. Here's what I want you to do. We're going to do this together and review it tonight, and then I'm going to cut you loose for you to do it on your own. And I want you to just, you've got to stay focused on doing this. This is going to change your life. And this is so simple. Folks, I could not make this any simpler. I just kept going over my notes and going over my notes, and I just couldn't make it any simpler. This is very basic, but very simple, but extremely powerful on how to read God's word, okay? The first thing it says is the R for rally. We talk read, ask, listen, live, yield is the acronym of rally, okay? It's a daily alignment with God's word. Number one, R stands for read. Start with scripture, right? Of course. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to read the scripture reference that we put out as a church on the daily devotional that shows up every day, Monday through Friday. So after I preach, or whoever preaches on a Sunday, we put out the devotional. If you probably know that. We have quite a few people that hit it. We know that a lot of people are following the devotional each day. There's a scripture at the bottom of it. If you have the Church Center app, you can hit it there. You could go to the website. You could do it online. You can find it all over the place. But the first thing you're going to do is read. I want you to read the scripture from the Cross Point Church Daily Devotional. Now, I don't want you to rush through it. I just want you to read one scripture. Today's scripture is this. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things. We talked about that on Sunday. And desperately sick. Who can understand it? Who can understand it, right? We start with that scripture today. And you read it. I'm not asking you to read chapters. I'm asking you to read one scripture a day and follow the rally model that I put together. So just read it. Off the app, go online. If you don't have the Church Center app, download it. It makes it so much simpler because the daily devotion is right there on the main screen. The second thing is, I want you to ask. I want you to ask heaven, what does it mean? So simple. There's the prayer habit built into the reading of the word habit. Pray, the ask, the same ask I talked about last week. Ask. God, what does it mean? Explain to me, Lord. And then ask, what does it mean for my life today? What does it mean today? That's the A. The L says, listen. So ask, after you ask, you listen. You pause for a moment, a couple minutes. Okay? You listen. What is the Holy Spirit speaking to you on that scripture? We're going to give you the scripture every day, and I'm only asking you to do it for 5 days. On Saturday and Sunday, you will find that you'll find your own scripture, because we put out a devotion Monday through Friday. So you'll always have the scripture. You don't even have to look for it or think about it. We're going to give it to you every day. What is God saying to you on the listen? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Lord God, what do I need to know about that for my life? And I'll tell you right now, church, pastor, you can't trust yourself. You can't trust you. You've got this human side, and I want you to be in the spirit side more than you are today. don't trust you, just trust me. I know you have a lot of questions about some things because you've been praying about those things, but I don't want you to trust that deceitful heart. I want you just to trust me. I have something in store. I have this plan. I have this situation, but you're not ready yet for it. The church isn't ready yet, but just continue to do what I've asked you to do. Position the church because it's coming. Teach them what I'm asking you to teach them. Show them how to have a habit of prayer. Teach them have a simple habit of reading my word. Very simple. Just do it. Okay? I'll do that, Lord. Flip the paper over on the back side is the next L for rally. It's live. This is your response. This is your action step. Do something with what you just read. Now, church, you can't skip this step. Keep it simple, but do it. Live it out. God will speak to you. Do something with it. Don't skip this step. This is the action step. This is the response step to what you read. Text somebody and say, I just read a great scripture and this is how it applies to me. Or just, you know, I remember you talked to me last week and you know, you were struggling with the thing I just read. See, God, let me tell you, folks, that's how God works. God works in the supernatural. As long as you start doing the practical things and building those habits into your life, and there is the live, you might immediately identify some situation. And I'm going to tell you exactly what will happen. That scripture will supernaturally speak to. And what you've been asking and praying for, that scripture just aligns itself and shows up. You have to do the action step. The why is for yield. You've got to yield and trust God for the outcome. I put a couple examples on there. God, I've obeyed. Now I trust you. Whatever it may be. Release any control as it relates to the situation, whatever the situation is. I'm going to just yield. I don't see the next step, Lord. I don't see what Crosswood's going to do in the next 4 weeks. You don't need to see it. You just need to do the pattern that I showed you and the process to get there. This is the process of the pattern right here. And when you do it, then the fruit will show up. Just do it weekly, Pastor. Okay, I'll do that. Don't just read the word. Let the word rewrite your life. This is as simple as it gets, folks. Now, just as the worship team sang the first song today, this evening, Lord, I take you at your word. That's what this is about. I believe. That if I do a very simple process with one scripture a day that the church will give me, and I apply this principle, that there will be a change in my life, that I will believe it, it will align me with heaven, and then God will can give me my increase, whatever I got to do. The thing you prayed about last week shows up in this habit. Okay? Got that? One step of obedience is going to change your life. One scripture a day. It's got to be what? 5 minutes? 7 minutes? But it's not the volume of the minutes. It's the habit of doing. And you're going to find that as you go through this exercise, every single day, Monday through Friday, you open up that app, check the devotion, and grab that scripture. You're coming into alignment. You'll develop this habit that you will now find that will show up at your job. I remember that scripture. This person's really struggling. I know exactly what to say to them right now. Why? Because the pastor taught you a habit. And the habit changes behavior. And you're going to start sharing. I was in the coffee shop the other day. I'm walking in. And this older gentleman was walking in right beside me. I told staff this staff meeting on Monday. And I could tell he was lost. He was just kind of wandering around. He really didn't know. I go to that coffee shop a lot. I know the menu. I know the people. And I said to him, I said, well, you know, can I help you with anything? He says, I'm just, was at the doctor's office next door. And he said, I come over and get a coffee, but I've never been here. So I'm kind of lost. I said, well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what to get if you let me buy it. He says, okay. Right, okay. And he says, you don't know what I like. I say, you look like you like espresso stuff. He says, I do. I do like espresso. I said, all right. Well, that mocha espresso is really good. He says, I love mocha. True story, I'm telling you. I said, okay, I buy. He went up, ordered his mocha, so we got our coffees, right? So he starts wandering around again. You know, he's by himself. I said, I went up to him, and he already introduced himself. I said, Rory, why don't you come and sit with me, and let's talk. The man just shared his life in 20 minutes. Why? I make it a habit of approaching people when I'm out in the community. Now, that takes some practice, but I believe that God's supernatural touch will show up in the moment. If I developed a habit, and I wasn't going to let that guy go because I could see he was searching, and so I pulled out of my pocket a card. It's the same cards that you see every time you leave the worship center and go home. It says, you're invited. I said, I'm going to invite you to my church. You go to that church? Yeah, I go. I go, right? I said, I do go to that church. I said, well, I'm the lead pastor. He says, I knew it. You are a Christian. I said, I am. He said, you know, pastor, you just might see me there now. Church, it's about habits. It's about programming yourself of a habit that you're just going to do it and you're going to watch. Now, when he walks in here, it's not going to surprise me because God moves through patterns and processes and habits. And I just taught you the habit of how to gain something from God's word. And as we pray and then leave tonight, as we sing the final song, take you at your word. Lord, I take you at your word that I have preached and taught on how to develop the habit of reading the word. Very simple. Very simple. And I'm going to take God at his word because he told me if you just teach it, I will make sure it increases in your church. There you go. Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God, I have done exactly what you asked me. I've taught the very simple process of a habit of reading your word. I've laid out the process of rally to the Crosspoint Church family. Father God, I am taking you at your word that you will increase them exponentially. You will multiply that in their life if they do it. I believe, Lord God, that they will do it because you told me to teach it and they would respond with action. Lord God, I thank you for that. Father, I take you at your word this evening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Church, let's stand and let's sing. Take it at your word. Take you at your word. And let's just believe that tonight.